Hello.
Hi, is this Miss Charity Erickson?
Yes, this is.
All right, this is Taquana calling back with the roadside assistance, and I've spoken to my manager supervisor, and she was asking for more information on where the vehicle is located. I know me and you have the, I guess, exact map. But do you have like a longitude or latitude from that location?
It won't it won't tell me that. I mean,
'Cause if not, it's stating that she stated that you, one of you will have to be going back to the vehicle so we can send the SMS and it gives the direct address or the direct latitude and longitude. So that's why I was asking if you'll be able to find. Okay, I think it's right here on the little map. Let me see.
And you might be seeing a different map than me because my Apple map, I can't
Yeah, I'm
get.
on that. You remember you sent it to my cell phone, so I'm
Yep.
looking at those numbers. So can you go back to it for me so we can make sure we have the right
I'm
numbers?
trying to.
All
Yep.
right.
Okay. Yeah, it's not giving me
Do you see the coordinates? Like slide up.
No, I don't.
I see it on mine, and I just was trying to see whether it's going to be correct. So that's why I was trying to verify.
And I do think it looks to me like on mine, it looks like she's on Highway 170, and I know she's not. So
Mine's is a highway. Okay, can I send a screenshot back to that number?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Trying to save you the time from going all the way back to that location because it looks like the vehicle is in a different location from, well, a different city from where you're located.
Oh, yeah, it would take me an hour and a half to get there.
Yeah, that's why I'm just
Okay,
trying
so
to.
what coordinates are you seeing?
Okay, you got the screenshot?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to screenshot the coordinates. 'Cause the one that I have mapped on my phone is a little off from that one. Let me see, 9 5. Yeah, it's a little off by a couple numbers, but I'm gonna send it to you
Right.
right now.
And yeah, I mean,
'Cause it does says west on the longitude, so.
well, because it is Highway 2 West.
Okay, so that's correct.
Yeah, it's got to be really pretty close. So my question is, like, my dad doesn't have a cell phone, and if he had called, how would a person, if you don't have exact coordinates or modern technology, how would you find a car then? Like, if it was just on the side of the road, how would somebody without that get roadside assistance?
They normally ask for landmarks and mile markers, exit numbers, and things like that. Do you
Oh,
have any of those?
I don't. No,
Okay. So
no.
would you like for me to put in these coordinates?
Well, yes. Otherwise, I mean, I'd have to leave fairly soon to, and it would take me an hour and a half to get there. So those coordinates are going to be very close, as long as the driver knows that it's on Highway 2, and
Yeah, that's what I thought as well, but she was like gonna need more information.
and I don't know if she'll accept the approximate coordinates, but yeah, I didn't have that. Mine didn't show those coordinates. Those are handy.
Okay, let me see. Is, but when I put that in to the, okay, let me make sure I had it correct. 47.95754. It didn't got enough. 96.92353. Yeah, is that college? Because I see, was she close by to the college? Was it Northland Community and Technology Technical College?
Well, that is not where.
Okay.
That's not where she goes to school, so I don't know if there's a I think there is one in East Grand Forks. Yeah, there is one in East Grand Forks. But she wasn't near there.
Okay, it's showing that she were, okay, let me put drop this little thing down.
Yeah, she wasn't near there. Yeah, I can see on the map. It's funny. You can see the shape of Highway 2. It's yellow. And
yeah,
up by that, yeah, up by that technical college, there it's going straight like east to west, but then it takes a dramatic drop where it goes north south for a while, and that's where she is.
Okay, one moment, because the computer is totally different from our phones. That's the problem. Is there by any chance she know if she was close by anything or something? Cause I
well,
really...
I can see
mm-hmm.
that there looks like if she's parked on the side of the road, it looks to me like there are three buildings on the east side of her.
All right, let me zoom in. You said three buildings?
Yeah, it looks to me like when she was parked on the side of Highway 2 and looking east, like on the passenger, through towards the passenger side, then it looks like there were three buildings. I don't know what exactly they are, but
all right, let's see, because I really want to get you some services, ma'am. And Fisher is a city, right?
Yeah, and she was way past Fisher.
Okay, so we don't even need to note that.
Nope.
Okay, she was past Fisher.
You know, it's I think if we were to tell the driver, it's right where Highway 2 crosses over 170th Street Southwest. I think, I mean, I'm not a truck driver, and I'd even be able to figure that out, but.
Yeah. I thought they'll figure it out. That's the way I mapped it. But
yeah,
okay.
I thought it was.
Let me.
There are no businesses or anything out by where she was. It looks. Actually, there were. Yeah.
And you did state that she was near the crossing of 170th Street Southwest.
Yep. Near the crossing of that and Highway 2.
I'm from that excerpt. Can I state that, okay?
Yep. Because when the driver, I don't know where they're coming from. If they're coming from East Grand Forks,
mm-hmm.
the driver would have to cross over the same exact 170th Street, you know, just going the opposite direction.
Okay.
And then exit and get to the other side of the highway.
Okay, and you did state that she was heading west.
She was heading on, yes, Highway 2 west, and I believe the highway actually kind of runs north for just a little while, and then it turns west again. It kind of loops north for just a little bit. I've driven on this a million times, so
mm-hmm.
I know exactly. Yeah, it's like the whole highway curves north, and then it heads west again. And so she's on the part that curves north.
Okay, so I'm asking her, can I state that the customer is located on Highway 2 heading west and is a little further after the cross street of 107th Street Southwest? Correct? 170th.
Yep.
Okay. Let me,
yep.
I'm asking for approval to see would they be able to locate you then. If not,
okay.
Then I'm not sure what to do, ma'am. Thank you. I'm just waiting on a response now, ma'am. I've asked her.
Okay.
Well, hopefully they respond quickly. And yeah, it mapped her on 107th Street Southwest, but it is a little
mm-hmm.
past that, correct?
Yeah, it's not on that street.
Oh,
it's definitely on the highway.
All right. Hopefully, I can use that, and they can find you with the vehicle. Okay, I have the approval.
Okay, good.
I'm going to leave it mapped, though, at that little cross street. I'm going to leave it right there so they can see exactly where it at. And I'm just going to make a note of that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put this in caps so they know exactly where the vehicle is. All right. Now I'm trying to get approval for going out of network for your I've called the one that we well, I didn't tell you about the provider, but I called a provider that was in area, but they didn't have any drivers, so I gotta look around more, okay?
Okay.
So I'll be getting, well, they'll be getting in contact with you when once I have a provider found for you, okay?
Okay.
And if I have to call you back for anything, I'll give you a call back, okay?
Okay, thank you again.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
Thanks, you too. Bye.